At the heart of your community. Your community. This is Blaze FM.
Hello, everybody. My name's Ian Northcott, and I'm responsible for an initiative called Socks and Chocks, which we've done for the last 2 years, and this is our third year, 2012. Myself and five colleagues, between September and December, we collect socks and chocolates and sometimes sleeping bags and woolly hats that we then hand out to homeless people on Christmas Day. We sometimes hand them out on the streets, but more often than not we go through soup kitchens and missions and charities like that. So we do the collections and then make sure that it gets delivered to the right people.
I understand that you actually recorded a song in order to promote this initiative.
Yes, what I did, I wrote a song which I've called Pleasure, which is actually on YouTube. I've posted it on YouTube in the hope that other musicians will actually record it, do a version, lots of different versions, lots of different styles, in the hope that it will sort of virally get out there so people become aware of the Socks and Chocks initiative, which of course will result in more socks and chocolates for homeless people on Christmas morning.
And if people are interested and want to actually make a donation, particularly at this time of the year for the Christmas project, how do they get in touch with you?
Okay, probably the easiest way is if they download our app, which is at www.app.cat/socksandchocks. And all the information is on there how to do it, including if they wanted to send some socks and chocolates direct to the charities, they can do that, providing they mark them up Socks and Chocolates 2012. It's been quite a fun way of getting where we've got to, because although this is not a police initiative, I am actually a police officer, so clearly some of the donations we've had over previous years have come from police that are involved, people involved with the police. And I was out on duty the other day and I met a man called Gary O'Day, I think his name is, he was busking at the time. He's a professional musician, and I joined him in one of his songs, and I've got to say we had a really good laugh for a couple of songs, drew a little bit of a crowd, and hopefully Gary's going to come down to the studios to actually put some harmonica on my song when I record it properly.
That's right. Well, I've just heard he's on his way, so hopefully it won't be too long, because we're actually at Ravana's Studios in Birmingham, and Gary is coming in to help record the song with us, and once it's all ready, we'll be putting this on Blaze FM as soon as we can.
That's fantastic, and the link on the app as well can link you through to where all the versions of the songs that have been done so far are. We've had an indie, dark Manic Street Preachers type version from a man called James Woodward. We've had a fantastic folky type version from a young musician from Bromsgrove called Ben Stankham, which is outstanding. That one alone can make me cry. And then there's my version at the moment, which is a bit rough and ready. And one of my my team, a lady called Rosie Jones, a young police officer, has done a version which is interesting, shall we say, but at least she's had a go, and I think that's what it's all about, is people having a go and let it virally grow so that we can get more socks and chocks for the people.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, it's time to go into the studio now to actually start laying the tracks down, and I wish you every success with this.
That's fantastic. Thanks ever so much for your interest.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
So unpleasant to the eye of the common man, with sores, dirty bodies and scabies, asking for money, upsetting the ladies, nobody really gives a damn, begging change to buy a safe bed from hunger, addiction and pain. Troubled existence, life's down the drain. Nobody cares if they live or if they're dead. Seems such a pity when you walk round the city. Lost souls congregate, making commuters late to sleep on the streets. Bus shelter seats, their pleasure a bottle of beer. Politicians, they're rich, they don't understand. Middle England, conscience clear. Open your eyes, see their fear. So much for the big society brand. Seems such a pity when you walk round the city and the lost souls congregate, making commuters lay to sleep on the streets. Bus shelter seats, their pleasure a bottle of beer.